In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Keep in mind that almost all week in Holy Week, we do the services one half day in advance. And that's true of this service this morning. It's really part of the Paschal Vigil. Traditionally, it would have been done in the evening, and that's why it's a Vesperal liturgy. And then there would have been a vigil connecting it to what we're going to do at midnight tonight. We call this service, loosely, the Proti Anastasi, or the First Resurrection. We don't sing Christ is risen today, but we do wear white or gold, and we do portray the icon of the resurrection, and all of the themes are resurrectional. We say that it is the first resurrection because we know that we are celebrating Christ's descent into Hades, where he breaks down the gates and the chains and the locks that have held every single righteous soul all the way back to Adam and Eve. The hymnology of this service talks about the evil one thinking that he has defeated Jesus, only to find that death cannot hold him, that he has come down to empty Hades of all the righteous souls and take them with him into paradise. We read the entirety of the book of Jonah because we see Jonah being swallowed up in the belly of a whale as a type of the tomb. The belly of the whale serves as the means of transferring Jonah to the shores of Nineveh because God is Lord over the sea beast. And the sea beast spits Jonah out, and Jonah preaches repentance to this huge city of Nineveh, and God has mercy on them. And so out of the tomb comes a type of Savior for the Ninevites. And then we see the three youths who were exiled into Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, righteous young adults. And I love the fact that we had young adults singing the hymn of the three youths. And then the beautiful children, each of them trying to outsing the other and get closer to the microphone. That bodes well for the future junior choir. I love the story of these three youths, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because the fiery furnace also is a type of the tomb. But I love the faith of these young adults, and I'm just going to paraphrase it for you. They refused to bow down when the music was played to the statue that was made in the image of King Nebuchadnezzar. And King Nebuchadnezzar threatens that if they don't bow down before it, that he's going to throw them in the fiery furnace. And these three youths say, "O King, we believe that God will deliver us from your hand. But even if he doesn't, we will never, ever deny him and bow down before you. So you do what you will, but we will remain faithful to our God." Can you imagine yourself being in that situation? I remember that young girl in Columbine when the shooter put the gun to her head and said, "Are you a Christian?" And she said, "Yes, I am." And then she died. But she died a Christian end to her life. She died a faithful young woman. And that story has always inspired me. That woman, that young girl, that high schooler, believed so strongly in the resurrection and in the power of God. She was like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. We will never, ever deny our God, and we believe that He can deliver us even now, even after you throw us into the fiery furnace. And there is no way, O King, that we will bow down before your image. And so they're thrown in, and a fourth, like a son of man, is seen walking with those three youths. And we know that a dewy umbrella is placed over them so that when they come out alive, not even their hair or their clothing smells of smoke. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we know that bodily Christ is still in the tomb, but we know that his soul is descending into Hades. We know, as I said last night, that he will spend the absolute minimum amount of time possible to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy of 3 days, and then his life, the source of all life, will burst forth because death cannot contain him. Let us hold vigil today with a pregnant anticipation that the tomb, early in the morning, before the sun is even up, will be empty. And life will be completely changed. And may it be changed for us. Like the woman, the young woman in Columbine High School. And like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And like the holy apostles and the disciples. In every generation leading up to our own. Amen.